e domando di voi un ricordo nella preghiera per me e per i collaboratori della Curia Romana.
During the Angelus on Sunday, Pope Francis asked for prayers for himself and for his collaborators in the Roman Curia as they began their annual Lenten spiritual exercises Sunday evening. This year, the Holy Father has chosen a Roman pastor, Monsignor Angelo De Donatis, of the parish of St. Mark the Evangelist at the Campidoglio, to lead the Lenten reflections. Earlier, in his address to the pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis spoke about the day's gospel reading, which focused on the temptation of Jesus in the desert.
Il tentatore cerca di distogliere Gesù dal progetto del Padre.
Satan, the Pope said, tried to divert Jesus from the Father's plan by tempting him to take an easy path, a path of success and power. Jesus definitively rejected those temptations, reaffirming his firm intention to follow the path established by the Father without any compromise with sin or with the logic of the world. This commitment to follow the plan of the Father is realized in Jesus' actions. His absolute fidelity to the Father's plan of love will lead him, the Pope said, to the final confrontation with the prince of this world. In the hour of the Passion and of the Cross, Jesus will achieve his final victory, the victory of love.
Cari fratelli, il tempo della Quaresima è occasione propizia per tutti noi per compiere un cammino di conversione, confrontandoci sinceramente.
The Holy Father encouraged all of us to take the opportunity afforded by Lent to renew our baptismal promises, renouncing Satan and his seductions, in order to walk the paths of God and to arrive at Easter in the joy of the Holy Spirit. I'm Christopher Wells.